then there's the reshus, there's permission for the mashkus to come and do the damage. Listen, this, the fact that it's not like this every day is a miracle. It's a miracle. No one, there's no guards and nothing, shuls are just like that. There's Arabs all over the place. And it's just, we're not waking up. We have to wake up. We have to wake up. We got here, we got boom here, boom there. The Gemara says, if you don't listen, a little slap. So we have to listen with a big kick, and it hurts. Those which are killed, we're not worried for them. They have the big schus to be killed, like Kiddush Hashem, just because they're Yidden. They have the big schus to go with the highest place, not worried for them at all. Yeah, we're not worried for them at all. What we worry is for people here. Those which are remaining here in the world. That's our work. So, Hashem, give myself chizuk that Hashem knows exactly what He's doing. Everything is under control. Nothing is going berserk. Everything is under control. Also, this pigua was under the control of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is under control of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to know how to fix ourselves. So nothing is just like that in the air. So it's very hard to say this. Because it's very easy to fall into kfira and into sadness. It's very easy in these situations to fall into it. Trust me, I was in the Kahana boys and running around the mountains and everything with the guns and I heard just on the news the 200 Arabs and 200 Jews throwing stones at each other. That's going to help the Yidden. Now they're throwing stones on the Arab, we're going to show them. Shtuyot mamash.
They're throwing at the wrong people.
The war is a spiritual war. It's a war going on. It's a spiritual war. And we're the combat. We're the front line. We're here on the front line. Why do you think it was in the shul during Shachis? This is mamash a pogrom. You see the pictures over there? Mamash 1929, Tafresh Peites. That's a mashgiach, said the same thing. Of Lindel, of Naftali. So much. There's no difference. And like in Russia, the Ukraine, between the fighting with the red and the white going over there, whatever they're called. Same thing.
We were born.
The fact that we have to get the idea. It's Golus. We live in Golus. Eretz Yisrael, Golus. There's no difference. It's Ukrainian or an Arab, and the problem is not in the Arabs, and the problem is not in the Ukrainians. They're a shame, and they hate the Jews. That we know. They're all of them. That's not the point. Hashem is talking to us. Now most of the Jews are here, so the murder is over here. When most of the Jews were there, the murder was over there. Or in Poland, or in anywhere else in the world. Or in Belgium, or wherever we are. It's not the going. They're just to awaken us. Doesn't mean you have to love them. Doesn't have to care. Do whatever you need to do. The shtadlus, whatever they do. Say the afem or whatever. We have to know that we have the power. We have the koyach. Zat Hashem. We should learn now the to the refuah shleima.
Isn't it 66 and a half years ago, was debate in the UN whether or not to ratify the establishment of the state of Israel.
Was it ratified in the Vatel?
Legisha Mutav. The representative of the proto-state stood up and turned to the representative from Saudi Arabia and said, what are you against us for? In your own Quran it says this land belongs to the Jews. And the representative of Saudi Arabia stood up and said, read again, it does not say Jews, it says the wearers of the talit. Where's your talit? Where's your kippah? Where's your beard? Where's your Shabbat? If you were wearers of the talit, we would be supporting you and helping you instead of fighting you.
Give us the tshuva, Hashem, and strengthen ourselves in whatever we can. Hashem should send the nechama, the consolations to the mishpachot, and forward to the cholim. Hashem, we'll learn some halachas.
That also in distribution, YouTube, podcasts,
whatever it is, each one books. Is going away. Kibbutz Sava Savta. There's a halacha that we have to. I said this already by heart. Here he says it inside, so we'll say it inside. There's a halacha that we have to respect our grandparents. Whoever has still grandparents, they respect your grandparents. Okay? But you have to respect your parents before you respect your grandparents. If there's a contradiction between your parents and your grandparents, right? It contradicts to respect both of them, right? They both want you to come at a certain hour, at a certain place. You have to do what your parents ask you and not what your grandparents ask you. Okay? And even after, if one's parents were a nifter,
He still has to respect his grandparents. What about great grandchildren? Do they have to respect the great grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
It's a suffix, it says here. Istafik. Definitely you could respect them. The question is the obligation to respect them? Yeah.
What about the memory of grandparents?
The what?
The memory of grandparents.
Yeah, the Allah mitzvah d'oraisa to respect them, to say the mishmas, to make a. But only the grandparents, not the great grandparents. Now, we said that if a son is a doctor or a dentist or whatever, and he wants to take care of his parents, and blood will be coming out of them because of the son. So it's better if he doesn't do it, unless the father insists that only he will do it, or he's the best one over there. So there's leniencies, but it's better that he doesn't. But the grandparents, right? So the grandchildren, no problem. The grandchildren are allowed to take care of the grandparents. And they take out blood from the chatchila and baya. You don't have to worry for that.
Yeah. It actually helps the parents when the grandparents are, when the grandchildren are watching the grandparents.
Yeah.
When
also it's kibud orim, you're right, yeah. Now, interesting halacha. Here, this is to everyone now, okay? Everyone has siblings, and most of us have siblings, right? Or all of us have siblings. Chayav adam bichvod Echav v'achyotav agdolim imeno. A man is obligated, is chayav, to respect his older siblings. You don't have older siblings, you're the oldest.
I have younger.
Shut up, we're not talking about that, talking about you. It's not your problem. Ben ach v'achot min ha'av, ben yiminayim. Doesn't make a difference if it's your half brother from father's side and mother's side, you have to respect them.
Even brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters, yeah. ואפילו הקטן, תמיד חכם, גדול בתורה יותר מן הבוגר, חובה, כן. And even if the younger one is more of a תמיד חכם than his brother, still he has to respect his older brother.
That brings up a question.
Like my younger brother, he's a much bigger tamid chacham than me, and he still has to respect me.
What if they're completely off the derek?
What?
What if they're completely off the derek?
So that's the same halacha, that if they're Lehach is the dafka, they know and they'll do against and they'll upset everyone, da, 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 da. Then you don't have to respect them. Your parents you don't have to, of course siblings you don't have to. And but if Sam is off the derech, so what? You have to respect them still. You have to respect, how do you respect them? You hear Ezra, oh, you're the oldest, doesn't make any sense. Okay. Yeah, the respecting him is how you talk to them. Each one, the way he is, you have to know who he is, how to talk, and what to talk, you know? Don't rebuke them and stuff. Yeah. And if they walk by and he's your older brother or sister, you had a little, kacha, I don't have to get up all the way, but you're allowed to call them in their first name. Not like the parents, you're not allowed to call them their first name. Call their first name. Now, what will be the situation? Twins or triplets. I have quadruplets. There's more. Why did I say more than that? Ivrit, the one.
Quadruplets.
What?
Quadruplets.
Yeah, it's like it's an Yevanit, no? All these quad. Yeah, I have a sister in law. She's a triplet. My wife's sister in law. She's two girls and a boy. And they have also twins in the family.
So who came out first?
Alright, so let's see. You have to respect the one who was born earlier, even if it's a few minutes earlier. Came out to the world earlier, you have to respect. A lot of times, twins and triplets, it's a C-section. A lot of times. Of course, the way they're laying in the stomach, sometimes they're not aiming towards the exit, so they can't. One is like this and one's like that, they have cousin like that.
Ima Miyaled Yudea Abadashlo, Shalad Filo Akuzu.
But today they're afraid to do all kinds of things, they're afraid from suing.
If the obstetrician is an expert, he can turn around inside.
No. Yeah, you have to know how to do it. Depends also on what you have to know it ahead of time so they could do more. So. Anyways, You never talk Lashon Hara about anyone, but if you talk Lashon Hara about your siblings, your older siblings, you're also over on Kibud Ach. Yeah, another thing to work, another thing to get close to Hashem on. Another opportunity. If your parents tell you we don't let you respect your older brother because he left Judaism or whatever, for whatever reason, he's not a good boy, you're not allowed to listen to your parents. You have to respect your older sibling. Oh, now, what about aunts? Aunts and uncles. Not everyone here has aunts and uncles, just whoever still has. So, the halacha is Chayav Adam Bichvod Dodav V'Dodotav. A man is chayav to respect his uncles and aunts, both from the father and the mother's side. Right? And you don't have to get up all the way when you walk by, just enough to get up like that. The grandparents, you have to get up, stand up all the way. Yesterday I had the opportunity to do that. I was sitting in Yosef's house, he made a little suda, and my bubby walked in. And I got up all the way, and I told all my brothers, get up, I just learned halacha, get up. So we all got up. Anyways, we'll get up, give Bobby a kiss. But,
she was probably surprised.
No, everyone was so excited to see Bobby. Bobby's the best. I have the best Bobby, yeah. I have the best Bobby. Oh, Hashem. Top. Yeah. It's a fit that someone will call his aunt and uncle before he says their name, uncle so and so or aunt so and so, and not just by their first name. My parents are very, very machted with us that we'll call their sibling uncle. Mm-hmm. Uncle this, uncle that, aunt, uncle. It's not a chiyuv. And also, my parents, even if it was an adult that they would come to the house, we used to visit, we used to call them uncle so. Even though not the uncle, Dod. Dod is not only your uncle, he's a Shem Kavod. Okay.
We were called Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. Yeah, same idea.
And the family name.
Yeah, same idea. Torayon. Kibud Chan v'chamot, respecting your in-laws. Oh no. Chayav Adam v'chvod chami v'chamoto. A man is chayav. It's a beferush. We see with David HaMelech, he called Shaul his father-in-law Avi. Man, chayav to respect them, right? Yeah. Also, the woman has to respect her in-laws. The man has to respect the. Listen, you have to be also appreciated. After all, they brought your spouse to the world. They raised them till a certain age. Some of them raised them, some of them didn't, but whatever. These are brought to the world. So we have to respect them. And if they walk into here from Dala Damos, you don't have to get up all the way like your parents get a little rise. But if his father-in-law is a Talmid Chacham, he has to stand all the way because he has another mitzvah because Talmid Chacham has to stand. You're allowed to call your in-laws in their first name. He knows Torah. He's not a person who works all day and learns Daf HaYomi at the night. He's a person who knows Torah.
I'm sorry, what did you say about your uncle? If you do it, you're not
saying. Oh, you could stand like this.
If he's over 70, then you should stand.
Yeah, 70, you should stand all the way. It's like it's a Daraisa. Twice a day. Not more than twice a day. If you walk in and out, they learn in the yeshiva, in and out, in and out.
That's in Daladama, so that's just inside.
If he realizes you, so you should stand even if it's in sight. If he doesn't realize you're sitting in the corner of his measure, he still walks by.
Yeah, but like an old man, so I mean,
what?
For example, if you're in shul and you see an old guy walk in.
If he's in your promise, you stand.
If only in your promise.
Yeah. Or if he'll realize you, you should stand also. Mitzvah Doraisa! Over 70.
But you don't know, because most of these guys, you don't know.
Like Doraisa the Chumra, you don't know you stand up. You don't ask him his age.
Excuse me, sir. Might be offended if you stand up and
what are you doing? I don't know. It's true, some people get. My Bobby doesn't care, he tells everyone her age. So, you let her call your in-laws in their first names. But It's respectful to call them Abba and Ima, but you don't have to. If your in-laws interfere in your life and they cause you some troubles, you have to speak to a Rav to see how to deal with them, like I told you the story with me, that I did. And you do what the Rav says, and then you have Siyad Dishmael, Lord Hashem.
Going back one day, you mentioned you do not need to call your in-laws.
So not Chayev. You're allowed to call them in their first name. But it's respectful to call them Abba and Ima. I don't call my in-laws in their first name. I call them in their first name. In their first name, because I grew up with they were my neighbors. So it's very hard, difficult for me, like, it's weird.
It depends on the local custom. If I call my in-law dad,
what do you call? You call
him?
So then obviously you don't have to.
Right.
Obviously you don't have to. But my parents, they expect all their, they have a bunch of son and daughter-in-laws, they expect everyone to call them Abba and Ima. And they all do. I think I would like also my Zad Hashem, my children's spouses to call me Abba. Yeah. Isha chayevet b'chvod chamiya v'chamut aria. If a person's wife, l'aleinu, was nifter, he's not chayev, but it's ra'ui that he'll respect her parents even after she's nifter. Not chayev, it's ra'ui. When she's around, it's chayav. When she's not around, it's ra'ui. So I have an uncle. His wife was nifter a few years ago, and he married a second wife. They both have mothers which are alive. And he respects also his mother-in-law. After, first of all, he's the grandchild of his children, right? Yeah. And so he respects her very much. Very, very much, I see. And also respects his new mother-in-law. Another mitzvah, no matzvah. So, Isha chayevet kvod chamiya v'chamuta ככל שיכולה ומסוגלת מבלי לגרוע בכיבוד בעלה או הוריה. A woman is chayev to respect her in-laws, her father and mother-in-law, as long as it doesn't take away from the taking care of her husband and children, and her parents also come first before his parents. Okay? Says here, a good husband does not tell his wife to take care of his parents on expense of her parents. He lets her take care of her parents too. Okay. Yeah. Now, a married woman, she's first obligated to respect her husband and then to respect her parents. The husband comes before the parents. Where does it come about? The husband now says he doesn't want to go away for Shabbos. He wants to stay home for Shabbos. And she wants to go to her parents for Shabbos. Right? So you could talk about it. Okay? We said you could talk about it. But if he has a reason why he wants to stay or whatever, right? And, so she should, mitbatel, she should want to stay. Also, just because of. Not if she wants to go. If her parents ask her, and he's. My wife, every time, Yamel is chuta. Every time her mother asks her if she wants to come or she wants to. Us to come, whatever she said, I have to ask my husband. And she calls me, she asks me, whatever I say. So that's how it has to be. That's how it has to be. And they could talk about it, you could discuss if there's an issue, but not to decide against the will. If you know the husband is and maybe thinks otherwise, you don't decide against.
And what if the husband doesn't care?
So it doesn't care for you. On the other hand, parents which have a married daughter shouldn't ask their daughter to do things if they know it might cause a problem in their house also. Yeah? On the other side. Parents which are eating a meal by their daughter's house. Let's do this. The daughter and the daughter is serving. She should serve first her husband and then her parents. But it's ra'ui that the husband should say, no, 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 serve your parents first. Because he has to respect them. But if he didn't say a word, you serve her first.
My situation, I have a mother-in-law. My wife, usually she serves me first and then her mother-in-law. Is that correct?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's true. That's how it has to be.
And if you're at the parents' house, but she's serving, then the parents first?
Ah. One second, he talks about it in a second.
My question, if your in-law's house and your wife is serving the food at your in-law's house?
Yeah.
Let's do a second. He doesn't say. I thought he says it the next thing here. האם צריך להגיש קודם
היא
מגישה, האם להגיש לבעל או להגיש לאישה, להורים?
נראים הוא בבית, יכול שהוא לא בבית, יש לה בסלולר, יש לו בבית, יש לי סלולר.
Is it obvious that they're in the parents' house, it's to serve the parents first?
Why?
Even in his house, it's to serve the husband first.
The obligation is to respect the husband before you respect your parents.
It's the matter what you happen to me. It's the same obligation wherever you are.
It probably behooves the husband of the daughter to say, no, please serve your parents first to, you know, remove all...
But it's her parents.
I know. Remove, please serve your parents first.
Oh. Tell the husband.
Should say to his wife,
she will tell me what to do, you think?
No, no. He should tell her, please serve your
parents. Right. Obviously, that's the best
way. In her parents' house, that's for sure. You say, you know, for sure, probably the best way to handle it.
בבית אני הייתי פה, מה עשו דבר ראשון? כן. כן. יש לך עוד איזה כעוד? תודה. כל טוב. הוא בן מנחה.
טוב, אחרי אני אתפוס אותו.
בואו על איזה 12 דקות אם אפשר לתת.
בסדר.
What about the husband, the wife,
and the way around? רוצה משפר סדר ראשון?
Same thing. First the husband. Then
he
even
his wife first, and then
his parents. What the? The husband's serving?
Yeah.
Who heard of such a?
Such a thing. All the time.
I also do that. It's a joking.
Bread. Right? Right. He's cutting the bread.
No, the parents.
To his wife.
No, his parents first, not Peter.
Yeah.
Parents go first. His parents come before his wife.
Before his wife.
100%.
He said that he cleaned to his wife.
She has to respect him, therefore he could give his parents first.
If he wants him a wife. Different thing.
Oh. My wife always serves me first. Always serves me first. Doesn't make it who's there.
If you're cutting bread for challah, for kiddush.
Same idea.
You won't give your wife first?
Huh?
You won't give your wife first?
I give my bubby first.
Should I do that too?
No, you should give you a phone request.
I just wrote something which is more common. My parents never come to me. Not for Shabbos, I mean. My Babi, I'm many times. And my Zaidi was Nifta many years ago. So I give her first. La yodea. Top. Mamash chanpon. צריך אוויר. איך קוראים לו? חנן, אתה יכול לפתוח את החלון בבקשה?
זה?
כן, שיהיה אוויר פה קצת. שם פה אוויר. תודה רבה. It says here, a wise woman brings both of them together on a tray and serves them together. A wise woman, he says here, brings both
portions.
The Kitzu, he brings down here a very important hara. Find the best way to make everyone happy. Find the best way to make everyone happy. He brings down it, and you can find all kinds of things. So, sometimes you want to serve the father less. For example, I'll tell you what. Let's say the father likes the soup very hot, and he won't sit down until the wife sits down. So then she'll serve everyone, and then serve her husband. Why? He wants it very hot. If he serves her now first, and he's sitting like that in front of the food, he's waiting there for 10 minutes till she finishes serving a lot of people, let's say. So then it's more of a cover to give him at the end. Okay, obviously it's according to the situation. So, טוב, תומו הלכות. חייב אדם לכבד את בעל אמו ואת אשת אביו, והוא הדין לאישה שחייבת לכבד את בעל חמותה ואשת חמיה, אף שאינם אב והם חורגים, כמו שמכבדים אב ואמא ממש. A person is obligated to respect his mother's husband or his father's wife. Okay? And also the opposite, wife is obligated to respect also the
step-in-law.
Right, and also step-in-laws.
See,
I have a stepmother-in-law. My father-in-law got married another time. And he has his wife. I have to respect her. Also, like you respect, like Abba and Ima. Like. Mm-hmm. Now, like we said, friends of the parents also, you have to respect them. Like we said, like adults come to the house, you respect them. Just to finish the chapter, it brings down what the kids of Shulchan Aruch brings down in Tzimur Kuf and Gimel. I will say be'emet lechaber et aviv et imo. One who really wants to respect his father and mother, ya'asok b'torah u'ma'asim tovim. He should learn Torah, engage with the Torah, and do ma'asim tovim, which is the greatest kavod. Because then the people say, ah, I wonder who these parents, the parents of these people. It's a schud, what a schud. Like, imagine Rav Arush. His mother used to come to the yeshiva, Zichrona Livracha, I remember. Very old lady, I remember coming. He was a sniffer a few years ago. And everyone, I used to go over, my wife told me, he used to go over, Hi, Rabbanit, Yed Baracha, he says, what? Because he's such a tzaddik, you think I'm something, I'm a nothing, I'm a lady. No, that's a Rabbanit, they respect her very much. Why? Because of her son. The biggest cover is when the son is growing. And every parent that has children knows that. The son is doing well in yeshiva or wherever, he feels good. The son has a good, he feels down. So, yofi.
She gives a very nice brachot.
Huh?
She gives a very nice
brachot. Okay, okay. Rabbanit Yamna. Mm-hmm. So, tomorrow, we're not going to give shir. But, I know that he's teaching here Ilchot Chanukah. It's very nice. You can do whatever you want in that hour. But Rav Arush asked to do an hour Igbolut on Am Yisrael. The situation is not so good. And that's the time that Rav Arush decided to do from 1:30 to 2:30. No, he started a bit later. He started after their mincha. We do after our mincha. We dive in at 1 to 1:30. 1:30 we do an hour Igbolut on Am Yisrael. You don't have to do it. You can do whatever you want. But that's why I'm not giving the shir. Otherwise, I would come and give the shir. Said
yes.
So find yourself obligated to do that.
Tomorrow, and then the next day we'll talk about respecting your husband, respecting the wife, by respecting the husband. Yeah.